an antimatter rocket. One of the main proponents of the antimatter rocket is physicist Gerald Smith of Pennsylvania State University. He believes that in the short term, as little as 4 milligrams of positrons would be sufficient to take an antimatter rocket to Mars in just several weeks. He notes that the energy packed into antimatter is about 1 billion times greater than the energy packed into ordinary rocket fuel. The first step in creating this fuel would be to create beams of antiprotons via a particle accelerator, and then store them in a Penning trap, which Smith is constructing. When built, the Penning trap would weigh 220 pounds, much of it being liquid nitrogen and liquid helium, and would store about 1 trillion antiprotons in a magnetic field. At very low temperatures, the wavelength of the antiprotons is several times longer than the wavelength of the atoms in the container walls. So the antiprotons would mainly reflect off the walls without annihilating themselves. He states that this Penning trap should be able to store the antiprotons for about 5 days, until they are finally annihilated when mixed with ordinary atoms. His Penning trap should be able to store about 1/1 of a gram of antiprotons. His goal is to create a Penning trap that can store up to 1 microgram of antiprotons. Although antimatter is the most precious substance on Earth, its cost keeps dropping dramatically every year. A gram would cost about $62.5 trillion at today's prices. A new particle injector being built at Fermilab outside Chicago should be able to increase the production of antimatter by a factor of 10, from 1.5 to 15 nanograms per year, which should drive down prices. However, Harold Garish of NASA believes that with further improvements, the cost could realistically go down to $5,000 per microgram. Dr. Stephen Howe of Synergistics Technologies in Los Alamos, New Mexico, states, "Our goal is to remove antimatter from the far-out realm of science fiction into the commercially exploitable realm for transportation and medical applications." So far, particle accelerators that can produce antiprotons are not specifically designed to do so, so they are quite inefficient. Such particle accelerators are designed primarily to be research tools, not factories for antimatter. That is why Smith envisions building a new particle accelerator that will be specifically designed to produce copious quantities of antiprotons to drive down the cost. If prices for antimatter can be lowered even further by technical improvements and mass production, Smith envisions a time when the antimatter rocket could become a workhorse for interplanetary and possibly interstellar travel. Until then, however, antimatter rockets will remain on the drawing boards.